Number 10, Sam, you're going to give us a R3 2020 update.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chair, Commissioners, Interim Secretary Roebling. My name is Tania Befke. I'm the Division Staff Specialist of Education. And I'm also the R3 coordinator. And I won't need anything shared for this presentation, Chris.
Okay.
He's going to cut you off here one of these times.
He's muting me
as we speak.
So in an effort to not necessarily repeat what Kevin shared with us earlier today, I just wanted to echo some of the thoughts that, Secretary Roebling shared about the fact that this year we saw a great spike in our fishing participation, both from residents and non-residents, both from recruits and reactivated anglers. We saw great participation in our combination license and in our small game participation. And so the question is, as we move past 2020, is how do we retain these new customers? So 2021 is the year of retention. And I wanted to share with you some of the strategies that we're implementing in 2021 to get to know that customer base and in order to meet them where they are. So a few of the strategies that we're looking at for implementing is, first of all, the Recreational Boating and Fishing Foundation Retention Toolkit. This is a communication strategy to reach out to newly recruited anglers and give them resources, provide them with regulations, communicate with them regularly to try to keep them involved in your organization, in our organization, and keep them getting out and enjoying the resources that they had a chance to participate in 2020. You just heard Mike Gushes share about the small game workshop work group and some of the results that we saw in 2020. And again, that work group is strictly focused on reaching out to those specific customers and making sure that we're engaging them and meeting them with where they are, providing them with their needs. Finally, as we move past 2021 and into 2022, the e-commerce system that Emily Keel shared will only make doing business with our department easier. The customer engagement is going to be at the core of how we retain the customers we were able to gain in 2020. So it's a very positive R3 impact from 2020, and it's up to us to make sure that we act in a meaningful way in response to that. So as a reminder, R3 is recruitment, retention, and reactivation. Essentially, this conversation boils down to how do we get new customers, how do we keep the customers we have, and how do we get customers we've lost back. And that applies across the board, regardless of whether you're a wildlife customer, regardless of whether you're a parks customer. All of us are asking ourselves those essential questions. We learned a lot in 2020 from these new customers, and we were able to apply a lot of those strategies to our planning into the future for 2021 and years beyond that. So some of the things that we learned, I'd like to share with you as well. First thing I've mentioned once already is it's very important for us to be able to meet people where they are. Historically, we focused a lot on meeting people in person. And in a state like South Dakota, where people are spaced out, we haven't always been able to equally and evenly provide services to people in far reaches of the state. When we look at our Hunt Safe outreach in 2020, one thing I'd like to point to is by diversifying our offerings in schools, in person, and fully online, we were able to reach the same number of people despite the limitations 2020 brought with it. So a consistent outreach to customers, no matter where they were and what their challenges were, meant that we were allowed to meet people where they were, and that enabled more people to engage with our department. That was a really important message. Those are tools we're going to carry forward with us into 2021 to make sure that we're meeting people where they are. Another component of this was our virtual outreach. Both parks and wildlife education staff adapted and pivoted at the drop of a dime. It was really amazing. Through the creation of webinars, virtual programs, how-to videos, all sorts of various meetup and self-guided activities were all designed to help meet people where they were throughout 2020. And that tripled our customer engagement. Think about that. In 2019, we went from meeting about 100,000 customers to, in 2020, meeting over 300,000 customers through outreach and engagement strategies by diversifying the ways that we reach out to our customers. And that is something we are not going to let go of. So I'm watching my team this week develop a Learn to Fish webinar that's interactive, that has video content we'll be able to archive, and will only continue to help us reach out to a new customer base. So I wanted to share some of those success stories with you. We've seen quite a bit of gains in 2020, and it's up to us in 2021 to make sure that we don't lose that momentum. And with that, I'd be happy to share, to answer any questions that you have.
Thank you. Does anybody have any questions?
Is there, Commissioner Beese here, is there a way to tap on to, like, the last presentation on the, you know, reaching out to get hunters to come here to add more than just the pheasant hunting to that type of a reach out program? Or advertising
Mr. Chair,
campaign?
Go ahead.
Thank you. Commissioner Beese, absolutely. So part of the strategies for moving forward is measuring the return on investment for any of our communication campaigns. So being able to measure outreach, track those messages through customer behavior into licensing purchases, and then make sure that the way that we're communicating with our public is effective and meeting their needs, that is our goal. That is our strategy, and that's part of the reason why the new e-commerce system is going to just completely leap us forward in our capacity in reaching our public. But yes, that is the goal. That's part of the Recreational Boating and Fishing Foundation Retention Toolkit, is reaching out to those angler customers. And it's also part of not only the small game work group, as you mentioned, but other initiatives we'll be able to tap into for lapsed hunters and lapsed anglers following with the e-commerce system.
Great. Any other questions? Thank you.